Welcome. I'm Travis.
And I'm Tyler. And this is Strategies for Success, a show that explores many topics while aiming to equip listeners with simple and practical lessons you can use in your everyday life.
Now join us on our journey as we reach for the impossible. Hey guys, I'm Trav.
I'm Tyler.
Welcome to Strategies for Success. We've got a pretty interesting topic here. This is one that I was really passionate about. We talked a little bit about going to be part of the Maxwell team, going through the training experience, and then they have what they call a live to lead. They do these all over the country. If you see one by you, I think it's $100 or $200 to go just for the live to lead portion. Highly, highly, highly recommend it. One of the highlights to me, as Tyler said, John Maxwell said, walk through the crowd. Well, we met a young man that didn't walk through the crowd. He ran through the crowd, and his name is Jesse Cole with the Savannah Bananas. Very, very unique outlook on the way to do things. Tyler, give us a little background.
So the Savannah Bananas, they've gotten really popular online on social media. There's been a lot of videos of them that kind of went viral. They're a baseball team that does things very unconventionally. They're not really Jesse Cole goes into the whole long story about how they became what they became. But basically, he was trying to create a fan's first experience. He wanted to have a fan experience instead of just a baseball game, because he was talking about there's all kinds of baseball teams. Baseball's gotten more and more boring to more modern fans, basically. And
he said that people would bring their wives, and 2 hours in when the game would go into overtime, they're like, please, I want to leave.
Well, even the MLB's made changes to their rules because they've got trying to shorten games and stuff, so it's become a big problem. But several years ago, he tried to create a fan's first experience with baseball. So he got to talking about, well, there's a lot of rules of baseball that aren't fun. One of them is bunting. He said there's no bunting allowed.
Because bunting is stupid.
Yeah, bunting is stupid.
That's what he said.
No one comes to a game to watch someone bunt. And then he said something like that. He said, there's no bunting allowed. He's talking about if a fan catches a ball in the stands, it's an out. It's an out. So it's very crowd interactive. They interact with the crowd a lot. There's videos of them where they actually run up into the stands and interact with people. They do singing and dancing and all kinds of stuff. But they made so many changes to the rules. Actually, they have a, I think it's 2 hour timed game.
Yeah.
So there's no, I guess there is innings, but it's timed. It doesn't go by when the inning's over, it goes by when the time runs out on the clock. So a bunch of unconventional things that create a fun experience for people that it basically makes a lot more people interested in it that don't want to just watch baseball. But he said all this, and there's a lot more variations to baseball too, but he said they made so many changes that they had to come up with their own sport, and it's not called baseball, it's called banana ball.
Yeah, and there's multiple teams launching from different areas of the country now that used to just be like one team they would play, and now there's teams in Texas and other different states. But so his book and his business is called Fans First. I just started reading the book. We kind of got turned on to this because I'd heard of Jesse Cole, I'd heard of the Savannah Bananas. And I really like their out of the box thinking and their approach to a new game and getting people excited about an old tradition, you know. And so his whole business is not called Banana Ball. It's not called the Savannah Bananas. It's called Fans First. And he says, why does experience matter? And we're giving you a reference here, not just for baseball or banana ball. We're giving it to you for life and also for business and for also ministry. So let's throw this out here. I had a guy tell me this years ago in a conference. He said, Tyler, you had a girlfriend, all right, and Valentine's Day rolled around. What is she going to expect?
Probably chocolates, flowers,
yep,
card.
Yep, he said.
Forget the card.
Yep, you bring the card, you bring the chocolates. He said, guess what? You just delivered what was expected.
Yep.
Okay? So he said, I want you to take, let's say you're going to get flowers, chocolate, and a card. Okay? He said, now I want you to take this, and I want you to, on February 10th would probably be a good time to start, just a few days before, go ahead and give her the card and just say, honey, I was so excited about Valentine's Day. I just couldn't wait. And he said, people tell you that they can't provide that kind of experience because it costs more. But he said, I did the exact same thing I was going to do 4 days earlier. And he said, it was amazing because she was blown away. Mm-hmm. And he said, so that's the kind of experience that Jesse Cole is trying to provide. So people don't come on and write Google reviews and tell all their friends because they came and got what they expected. They come because it was remarkable, right? They're like, this is unbelievable. It was most awesome experience. I thought this was pretty wild. The tickets are going for like hundreds of dollars to get into Savannah Bananas. And he said, our tickets prices have never changed, but so many people are trying to get into these games. The tickets are being scalped, and it's like a year wait to get into one of their games. You got to find one. And so he said that people come for what you offer, but they return with how you made them feel. So they come back because of the way you made them feel. They came there to watch Banana Ball, watch the crazy dance moves, whatever, but they returned for the way that they made them feel.
Yeah, and his whole thing was, it's an experience. It's not just a game. It's not, you know, as Travis mentioned, people have expectations. They blow them out of the water. So most of the time people expect something to be pretty good quality. And if it's way over the top, then that really blows them out of the water. This is so out of the box and so extraordinary that people want to take part in the experience. So it was funny, too, in the conference, Travis led with this, but we were walking out. They had big conference rooms. You could walk in the hallway. They had, you know, you could go by the books of the speakers. They had a lot of different booths and stuff you could go look at. A lot of times between, people would be running the bathrooms and stuff because you'd have about 15 minutes between classes, and there was a lot of people there. So there's a lot of movement out in these hallways. Travis and I were trying to get back. We had to walk quite a ways down the hall. We're trying to get back to the conference room, and out walked Jesse Cole in a yellow suit with the big yellow hat.
Yellow shoes.
Yellow shoe. Everything was yellow. And he walked out of the room next to the conference room we're going in. So I thought, wow, that's pretty crazy. Speakers, you know, he's right back here. So we stepped in the room. We're walking to our seat, and I think we'd just made our way to the seat. But the music raises up super high. I think the lights went down, and there's like a spotlight. And Jesse runs in from the back, and he's high-fiving people along the way like a player introduction. So every other speaker there before and after him came from backstage. Mm-hmm. They walked out like normal, but he made something different.
And he didn't even make a beeline for the stage. Like, he went sideways and all over through the crowd.
He could have went straight, and he actually turned sideways a time or two to go high-five more people. So it was pretty awesome to think, hey, if you got to go and talk in front of thousands of people, and you already get them on your side before you step on the stage, that's pretty impressive. It was a experience. Like, I wasn't expecting it.
I definitely wasn't either.
Even when he was at the back of the room, I didn't know what he's going to do.
No, I didn't know why he was coming in from that way.
Yeah.
It was kind of confused a little bit. But
it was almost like he was lost or something, and then he'd know what he's doing.
Talking about the experience, this whole weekend at this Maxwell training event was an experience in itself, and so they would get you fired up, and then the line would be backed up just to go out there and get a book that they had spoke about. Yeah. Because it was not they were selling the book. It was about, and that's actually our next topic here, is it brought up the point, obsess over people, not over product. So they obsess over the people and then say, hey, by the way, we got a product back here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you're kind of like, why, how can I not buy that? I know my dad said this a lot, but he said, people don't just buy stuff or do business with people that sell what they like. You know, they sell the product. He said they do business or they buy stuff from people that they like. Doesn't matter what you're selling. You could be selling ice, and if people loved you, you'd be selling ice.
Exactly.
Just whatever it is.
So here's a couple of these. Obsess over people, not product. Create surprise moments. So that was kind of like that Valentine's Day we were talking about. This is one that's really got me looking at the way I do business, but remove friction points. Mm-hmm. You know, he said, have you ever noticed convenience fee? Those are the most inconvenient thing there is. He said that from the stage. And I thought, you know what? Those are friction points.
And a lot of times that he pointed out a lot of things, and he called them friction points it made me think of, like, a convenience fee is just, that's just the way it is now. You know, you think, I don't have any choice. That's just the way it is. But he did. I mean, he could take the fee off. He chose to do it. And it was so extraordinary that just shocks you.
You can go on today and order banana gear, banana baseball gear, banana ball gear, all kind of stuff. You can order it all on their site. no tax, no fees. I'm sure they charge shipping, but I'm not even sure if they do. And he said they're not charging fees because they're going to make it to where it's frictionless. Mm-hmm. They're going to remove the friction, and then they're going to make it fun. Fun is contagious. People tell people about good experiences. They tell people about fun. And then, you know, the next one he brought up was to empower your team.
Yeah.
Make everybody part of the experience, like catching the ball.
Yeah. Yeah. Make everybody a part of your team. Bring them into what you're doing. Make them feel like they're there, not just watching it from the outside. But one thing that was pretty cool, he talked about setting the tone with the culture. He said they talked about fans first all the time. That's how they operate in business and just in general life. He said that they had a baseball game that got rained out, and he said that they were walking people out to their car with umbrellas. And he said that there was a lady that they had hired, and he said that she'd only been there probably 2 or 3 weeks, so not very long. And he said that they were all the employees were walking people out to their cars with the umbrellas to keep them from getting soaked from the rain. And he said that this one girl, she was gone for quite a while. And so he said, "Oh, where's so-and-so? I haven't seen her in a while." So he said before long, a long time had passed, and he started kind of freaking out a little bit. And he said they were starting to look for her and stuff. And he said, there she came walking up, and he was like, "Where did you go?" And she said, I walked that guy home. It was an older man.
Yeah.
And she said, he said that she walked him home, and he was like, "Well, wow." And he said, "Well, how far away did he live?" And he said, "Oh, about a mile." Or she said, "About a mile." And he was like, "Wow, that's pretty incredible," because he said, "Why did you do that?" And she said, "Fans first, right?" And so he said, right there just showed they have such a remarkable culture that it's just incredible that the employee didn't even have to question what the right answer was. They just knew it because they were following in that culture. And he said, that's a kind of a funny example of the employee actually going the extra mile.
Literally.
For the fan. Yep.
So, hey, it's time for the challenge. You want to give the challenge?
All right. So what is the experience people are having with us right now? Is it forgettable or unforgettable? Now that,
and some of those you could even be having an experience that you're trying to forget.
Yeah. Yep. So here's the challenge. So this week, identify one way you can create a fans first moment in your business or in ministry or just your everyday life. Something so good that people can't stop talking about it.
This reminded me on this challenge that Tyler told me one time that, you know, we were running around in boys ministry trying to get everything ready, and there was a little boy, and all he wanted to do was be recognized that it was his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so go the extra mile, get that umbrella out, walk in the rain, be there for them, and then make it to where it's an experience, right? So as Jesse once gave us, he gave us the challenge at the event. We're giving you the fans first lesson from the Savannah Bananas. And now it's time.
Now it's time to execute. Thank you for learning with us.
Join us next time as we reach for the impossible. I'm Travis.
And I'm Tyler.
And this is
Strategies for Success.